我们今天只是两节经文。
Today we only have two verses.
这个十二章开始是罗马书的第二大段的开始。
Chapter 12 starts its second main part, Romans.
所以罗马书整个分两大部分。
Romans was divided into two main parts.
第一到十一章是第一大部分。
Chapter 1 to 11 is the first main part.
第十二到十六是第二大部分。
Chapter 12 to 16 is the second part.
我们知道罗马书是在新约圣经当中在列在四福音书和使徒行传的后面。
We know that Roman comes after the four gospels and the book of Acts.
是第一卷非常全面的来论救恩论教义的一卷书。
Is the first book that talk about the doctrine of salvation.
当年在中世纪的时候，在欧洲有改教的运动。
In the medieval time, there's a Protestant movement.
就是从天主教更正到基督新教。
That's from Catholic to Protestant.
当时马丁路德就是在罗马书读到了因信称义这样的真理。
At the time, the Martin Luther read the passage of salvation in Romans.
我们今天对因信称义的道理都非常的熟悉。
Today we are very familiar with the doctrine of justification by faith.
但是在当时却是一个新的道理。
But at that time, this is a new doctrine.
但马丁路德他笃信圣经，不信教皇的权威。
And that time, Martin Luther only been convinced about the authority of the Bible instead of the authority of the Pope.
神给他亮光，他看明了圣经的真义。
God shine light to him so that he can understand the truth in the Bible.
他就放胆的宣讲这样一个道理。
So he boldly proclaimed his doctrine.
在那个时候，马丁路德顺服上帝的马丁路德是很孤单的。
So that time, Martin Luther obedient to God.He's lonely.
但是上帝是站在他那边。
But God stands on his side.
所以中世纪全欧洲的宗教的黑暗在马丁路德面前都颤抖。
So all the religious darkness has been shattered in front of Martin Luther.
当时福音的真义再一次成为一个好消息。
Then the truth of the gospel become really a good news.
所以曾经有一些人包括我以前不太理解的时候就知道曾经有这一段中世纪的历史。
Some people, including me, that we know about this history in the medieval time.
就以为基督教是不是从天主教分出来的。
That we thought that the Protestants were separated from the Catholic.
实际上不是，是当时被更正回来。
Actually, it's not. It's being corrected from the Catholic.
因为我们的基督教就是全本新约圣经就是使徒时期使徒行传就是由我们的信仰了。
Actually, all our faith has derived from the time of the disciples.
我们的节目单上每个礼拜后面都印着使徒信经。
All our bulletins, in the Sunday bulletin, here is the apostles' decree.
就是为了让我们的信仰能够一直很清楚。
So that this can make our faith very clear.
那马丁路德曾经称罗马书这一卷书是福音的摘要。
Martin Luther has called the Romans to be the abstract for salvation.
这本福音的摘要到底都讲了什么呢？
And then what is talked about in this abstract of the salvation?
他首先告诉我们这个福音为什么需要有福音。
Paul first talked about why do we need this gospel?
因为我们人有罪。
Because we have sinned.
我们家庭查经班的弟兄姐妹刚刚查完罗马书的第一章。
Family fellowship had just finished studying the first chapter of the Romans.
我们看到保罗在讲福音之前就先开始讲到神的愤怒。
We see that before Paul talk about the gospel, he talk about the wrath of God.
因为圣洁公义的神，他面对罪，他不能以有罪的为无罪。
Because the holy and righteous God, when he faces sin, he cannot take the sinful to be sinless.
所以人的罪，神有愤怒。
To a man's sin that God has wrath on it.
那这个福音是什么呢？
Then what is the gospel?
福音就是一个好消息。
The gospel is a good news.
就是要把人从神的愤怒里面救出来。
So that the people can be saved from the wrath of God.
就是靠着神的慈悲来把人从神的愤怒里面救出来。
That we can by God's mercy to be saved from God's wrath.
所以十二章一开始保罗说的就是我以神的慈悲劝你们。
So the beginning of chapter 12, Paul talk about in view of God's mercy.
那神的慈悲在十二章前面就是十一章的末了三十六节就讲得很清楚。
God's mercy was very clearly explained at the end of chapter 11.
在十一章的三十六节说，因为万有都是本于他，倚靠他，归于他。
Chapter 11 verse 36, for from whom and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever.
他是我们一切的源头。
He's the origin of everything.
他是我们的创造主。
He's the creator for us.
世上凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
All that has been created is created by him.
他用全能的命力托住这所造的万有。
He sustained all the creations by his authority.
所以我们被造的，我们就理当要来顺从这位创造主。
So reasonably, the creation should be subject to the creator.
就是把我们的神要当作我们的神。
So that we should treat God as our God.
我们要把神当作我们的神，实际上就是一个奉献的生活。
That let God to be God is an act of our worship.
所以前面的第一部分，前面十一章都在讲神的慈悲。
11 chapters before is talking about God's mercy.
在讲我们这个信仰的教义。
It's talk about the doctrine of our faith.
从十二章开始，保罗就不再讲教义了。
And starting from chapter 12, Paul didn't talk about the doctrine anymore.
他开始要讲一个献身的生活。
So he talk about a life of dedication.
就像我们今天的题目所说的，这头两节经文就是一个献身的呼召。
Just like the title for today's sermon, the first two verses are the calling for dedication.
这是保罗书信的一个特征。
This is one of the characteristics of Paul's script.
他总是先讲一个属天的道理。
He first talk about a heavenly doctrine.
讲生命之道。
He talk about the path for life.
然后他再讲到属灵的生活。
Then he talk about a spiritual living.
因为我们的信仰，我们的和我们的生活是紧紧相关的。
Because our faith and our living are very tightly coupled.
所以我非常的喜欢有一本福音性的杂志，就叫《信仰与生活》。
I like one of the magazines I like very much. The title is The Faith and Living.
因为神的话，每一句真理都可以应用到我们的生活当中。
Because God's every truth can be applied to our lives.
我们不能够靠我们的行为来得救。
We cannot be saved from our deeds.
但是我们有一个活的信心，我们的行为一定会证明出来。
But if we have a living faith,Then our deeds should show it.
所以保罗曾经说，我们的行事为人要与我们所蒙的恩能够相称。
So that Paul once said that our deeds should be corresponding to the grace that we have been called for.
刚刚第六章的时候，我们也读到，就是说一举一动都要有新生的样式。
That we also see that in chapter 6 that we should have this form of new life.
所以保罗一开始就呼召要有献身的生活。
So Paul in the beginning of chapter 12 say that we should have this dedication of our lives.
这是我们能够有一个美好的见证的一个根基。
This is the basis for that we can have a beautiful life.
所以我们明白了这个道理，我们把自己甘心乐意的献上。
So we after we understand this, we can dedicate our life willingly.
我们活出一个好的见证就不会是很难的。
It's not difficult for us to live out a good testimony.
所以我们今天就来仔细的看这一个呼召。
So let's read this calling very carefully today.
保罗先是对谁讲这个呼召呢？
First, what is this calling given to?
是不是讲到传道们应该献身？
It is only given to the ministers.
还是教会的长老们、执事们应该献身。
Elders and deacons in the church.
保罗这里用说弟兄们。
Paul used the word brothers.
他说弟兄们。
He said brothers.
就是所有的神的儿女。
He said talk about all God's children.
不管你是刚刚信主的，还是信主已经六十年的。
No matter you just believe the Lord, you have believed the Lord for 60 years.
所有的基督徒。
All Christians.
所有的信徒。
All believers.
所有主的门徒。
All his disciples.
保罗说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
That I urge you, brothers, in view of the God's mercy.
因为神的慈悲。
In view of God's mercy.
所以保罗劝我们要献身。
So Paul that urged that we should dedicate our lives.
这里神的慈悲是一个多数的词。
The original text in the mercy is in plural form.
就是神有诸般的慈悲。
Is that he has various kinds of mercy.
就像诗篇说的，他没有按照我们的罪过待我们。
Just like it describes in the Psalms that he did not treat us according to our transgressions.
他也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
He did not repay us by our sins.
保罗写罗马书的时候已经信主差不多三十年。
When Paul wrote the books of Romans, that he already believed the Lord for more than 30 years.
他在第五章的时候，他就说，基督在我们还做罪人的时候，就为我们死了。
In chapter 5, he talks about that Jesus died before we are all still sinners.
他说神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
That God demonstrated his love for us in this.
他等他后来再写的书信里面，像提摩太前后书。
The later letters that Paul wrote, like First and Second Timothy,
他更是提到他是罪人当中是个罪人。
And he talked about he's a sinner of the sinners.
那个时候，保罗的灵命已经是达到了一个高峰。
And that time he had reached the peak of his faith.
可是他却看到自己是个罪人。
But he had seen he's really a sinner.
因为他在神的面前越来越看到自己的人的本相。
Because he had really seen the true image of man in front of God.
他说他原来是亵渎神的。
He said that he is a man of blasphemy.
是逼迫人的。
That he persecuted people.
然而还蒙了神的怜悯。
But then he was called by God's mercy.
所以保罗的献身，就像他自己说的，他说是基督的爱激励了他。
So just like Paul said, that his dedication comes from that God compels him to do so.
他对神的爱有特别的感受。
That he has a special feeling towards God's love.
他说，一个人既然替众人死了，众人就都死了。
He said that the one person died for all, then all has died.
那一个人就是指着我们的主耶稣基督。
That one person is indicated to Jesus Christ.
他说，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己而活。
And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves.
乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
But for him who died for them.
就是保罗的奉献。
This is a Paul's dedication.
就是要完全的为主而活。
It's a total dedication of his life.
这是他回应神的爱。
This is his response to God's love.
所以奉献给神不是一个强逼的。
So your dedication to God is not compulsory.
而是被神的爱而感动。
But you are compelled by God's love.
保罗这个时候信主已经是三十年。
This time that Paul has believed the Lord for more than 30 years.
他奉召做神的福音的使者。
He has been called to be the messengers for the gospel.
他并没有用一个命令式的话语，而是用勉励的劝勉。他说我劝你们。
He didn't use the words of command, but he said here, I urge you, brothers.
他是出于神的慈悲。
It's in view of God's mercy.
他说这样的献身是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
He said that this kind of dedication is holy and pleasing to God.
我们知道在旧约有很多的献祭的仪式。
We know that there are many sacrifices in the Old Testament.
而献的祭都必须是拣选那些是没有瑕疵的，是圣洁的。
And all the sacrifice has to be in their purest form.
旧约也很多次的记载神喜悦人所献上的。
and there's many recordings in the Old Testament that if God pleases the sacrifice.
我们知道在创世纪的第六章到第八章记载了人类历史上的一次大洪水的事件。
We know that Genesis chapter 6 to 8, it talks about the great flood.
在第八章讲到洪水退去之后，挪亚一家被拯救出了方舟。
And it talks about when in chapter 8, when the flood has been subsided, then the family of Noah has come out of the ark.
挪亚出方舟之后，第一件做的是什么呢？
What is the first thing that Noah did after he get out of the ark?
在创世纪的第八章二十到二十一节那里记载的，挪亚出了方舟，第一件事就是为神筑了一座坛。
In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 21, the first thing that Noah did is that Noah built an altar to the Lord.
圣经说他拿各样洁净的牲畜献为燔祭。
The Bible says he taking some of all the clean animals and clean birds, he sacrificed for an offering on it.
挪亚的时代还没有摩西的律法，所以那个时候只有一个祭，燔祭。
At that time, there's no Moses' laws yet, so there's only one sacrifice, is the burnt offering.
那一个祭包括了后来分成的很多的祭。
That burnt offering has been separated to many kinds of offering.
包括了赎罪，包括了奉献。
The sacrifice of atonement and sacrifice for dedication.
圣经说，耶和华闻到那馨香之气，就心里说，我不再因人的缘故咒诅地了。
Verse 21, the Lord smelled a pleasing aroma and said in his heart, Never again I'll curse the ground because of man.
挪亚因着神的拯救，他感恩献祭。
So Noah, because of God's salvation, he has given thanks to God.
而神呢，闻到那馨香之气，神也受感。
And the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma and his heart was moved too.
神悦纳这样的献祭。
He's pleasing to the offering.
神说我以后不再按着我才行的来灭绝各样的活物了。
He said, and never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done.
所以这样的献祭是神所喜悦的。
So this kind of sacrifice is pleasing to God.
我们今天在耶稣基督里面，我们是蒙他拯救的。
That we are saved by Jesus Christ, that we are inside of him.
罗马书说，一开始就是说我们是蒙召做圣徒的。
In the beginning of the Romans, that we are called to be saints.
我们是属神的。
We belong to God.
我们也是理当把自己献上的。
That it is reasonable for us to dedicate ourselves to the Lord.
所以每一个有了这样的资格可以奉献的人，就实在是应该奉献的。
So everyone who has the qualification to dedicate your life, it is reasonable for you to do so.
而且若不献上，就没有办法成圣。
And if you do not dedicate your life, you cannot get into sanctification.
所以一方面，我们献身是被神的爱感动。
So at one hand, that our dedications is because we're moved by God.
一个蒙恩的人感恩而奉献是理所当然的。
That a person called by the grace that we dedicate ourselves is reasonable.
另一方面，奉献本身就是一个侍奉。
And that on the other hand, that the dedication is the start of your ministry.
是一个侍奉的最基本的开始。
This is the very beginning of your ministry.
所以这是我们应该要做的。
So it's something that we should do.
如果不做是不应该的。
That we should, if we don't do it, then there's something wrong with us.
我们今天读到的起因的经文里面也讲到在第六章的十九节说，你们从前怎样将肢体献给不法不洁做奴仆以至于不法，现今也要照样将肢体献给义做奴仆以至于成圣。
In our responsive reading, in Romans chapter 6, verse 19, just as you used to offer the part of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever increasing wickedness,So now offer them in slavery to righteousness leading to holiness.
所以就像我们一开始说的，我们要有一个美好的生活的见证，奉献是一个基础。
So that in order to have this testimony of a good living, that the dedication is the basis.
因为保罗说这样才以至于成圣。
So that we can go into holiness.
不然我们没有办法成圣。
Or else we cannot go into the holiness.
那到底怎么样献身呢？
Then how should we dedicate ourselves?
保罗说是将身体献上当作活祭。
Paul said here that we should offer your bodies as a living sacrifice.
那身体就是很实在的我们这个 body。
The body is a very practical term.
我们的眼睛，我们的嘴巴，我们的耳朵。
Our eyes, our ears, and our mouth.
我们的五官，我们的四肢。
All our sensory systems and our arms and legs.
我们的脚要走主的道路。
That our feet should walk the Lord's path.
因为以前我们是偏行己路的。
Because we are working on our own paths before.
但是我们奉献了，我们就是要走主的道路。
But after our dedication, we should walk the Lord's path.
我们的眼睛要看美好的事物了。
Our eyes used to be settled on those beautiful things.
我们看神的话。
We read.God's words.
我们不再看我们不应该看的东西。
Then we don't see those things that's wrong.
我们的嘴也当去传福音。
That our lips should proclaim the gospel.
我们能够讲造就人的话。
We can say words that build up brothers and sisters.
这是一个只有奉献了身体的人才可能做得到的。
This is something that only can be done by when we dedicate our body as a living sacrifice.
所以这个把身体献上当作活祭。就是保罗所说的为主而活。
So here saying offer your body as a living sacrifice is to living for the Lord.
我们刚刚提到旧约有很多的祭。
We talk about all the different sacrifices and offerings in Old Testament.
讲祭讲的最详细最多的就是利未记。
It is in Leviticus that you talk most about these different kinds of sacrifices.
我们常常读到利未记就不晓得怎么读。
It's very often that when we read Leviticus, we don't know how to read alone.
因为那个描写献各样的牲畜不同的祭，描写的详详细细的，一步一步的。
So, all the descriptions is in such detail.
但如果我们懂得了新旧约是一贯的，神的启示是一贯的，我们就能够从中找到那个属灵的含义。
So, if we know that the Old Testament and New Testament has the consistency,that we can find out what is God's meaning in those detailed descriptions of the offering.
旧约的立位记一共讲了五个记。
In Leviticus, we talk about five different kinds of offerings.
而新约只讲一个记。
And in New Testament, there's only one offering.
就是活祭。
It's a living sacrifice.
就是我们这些蒙恩得救的人要献为活祭。
Is that we have been saved by grace that we need to give as a living sacrifice.
旧约是献祭物，是死的祭。
In Old Testament, the sacrifice is dead.
新约是献身体，是活的祭。
In the New Testament, is offering of the body, is the living sacrifice.
因为主耶稣已经成为那最大的祭物献上了。
Because Jesus Christ has become the greatest sacrifice.That have been dedicated.
他做了我们的赎罪祭，他一次献上，永远有了功效。
He has become the sacrifice of the atonement that he once dedicated and is a dedication for forever.
所以我们可以因他的宝血，我们得洁净。
So through his precious blood, we are cleansed.
我们可以献给神作为活祭来侍奉他。
So that we can be a living sacrifice to serve him.
我想最好的一个。作为活祭的解释，保罗的罗马书的第十四章有一节很好的经文。
The best explanation of the living sacrifice, I think, is in Romans chapter 14.
在十四章的第七节。
It's in verse 7 of chapter 14.
保罗说：“我们没有一个人为自己活，也没有一个人为自己死。”我们若活着是为主而活，若死了是为主而死，所以我们或活或死，总是主的人。
For none of us live to himself alone, and none of us dies to himself alone. If we live, we live to the Lord. And if we die, we die to the Lord. So whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
所以好清楚。
Is it very clear?
因为我们是被主的宝血重价买赎的。
Because we are purchased back by His precious blood.
我们已经不是我们自己的人了。
We no longer belong to ourselves.
所以我们每一个蒙恩的人，我们应该常常扪心问自己。
So all our people being saved by grace, that we should ask ourselves the question.
我是为主而活，还是为自己而活？
Do I live for the Lord or I live for myself?
因为只有这两个方向。
Actually, there's only two possible directions.
我们世界上的人原本都是为自己活的。
All the people in the world originally they lived for themselves.
就像我们中国人有一句话说，人不为己，天诛地灭。
So the Chinese said, if you don't live for yourself, even the heaven won't forgive you.
大家都在这个世界上努力的要求生存。
That all the people fighting for their existence in this world.
大家都在勤奋的求上进，要得一些自己看为好的功成名利。
That we work diligently for our own success and fame.
当然也要为这个社会要做贡献。
And we also talk about our contribution to the society.
就为了这样的一个人生的目标，这个世界上就出现了竞争。
Because of these kind of worldly goals, there are a lot of competition.
有的人在这个竞争当中成功了。
There are people who become successful in this competition.
有的人失败了。
Some people fail.
可是失败了，他们还会再接再厉，努力再往前。
But if people fail, then they will try again and again.
但是有很多的被基督的爱激励的人，就像保罗。
But for like many people like Paul, they have been compelled by God's love.
他改变了他人生的目标。
That he has changed the goal for his life.
就像我们刚刚所读的，他不再为自己活了。
Then he says that he no longer lives for himself.
他放弃了以前他所追求的方向。
That he has given up the direction he has pursued before.
他所有的思想，他所有的计划，他所有的工作，都是为主。
All his thoughts, all his plan and labors is all for the Lord.
他一生的光阴，整个的生命，都是这个目标。
That all the time in his life, he's is going to that, leading to that goal.
是不是太绝对了？
It is something very absolute.
但是神的话真的就是绝对的。
But God's words are absolute.
每一句都是绝对的。
Every sentence is absolute.
那我们刚刚我们提到说，基督徒是一群蒙召做圣徒的人。
And then we have read that the Christians are a group of people that's been called by God.
就是在世界上被分别出来的一群人。
These are a group of people that have been separated from the world.
我们是不是常常记得我们这样宝贵的身份？
Do we remember our precious identity?
因为这个身份是神给我们的。
Because this is the identity that God has given us.
不是我们自己有的。
That is not something that we have before.
我们都知道我们信主之后我们要靠主来得胜。
We all know that we need to gain victory after we believe the Lord.
我们要读经，我们要祷告。
We need to read the Bible, we need to pray.
我们要过教会的生活。
We need to participate in the church lives.
今天这两节经文告诉我们最最基本的是我们要有一个奉献的心智。
And in these two verses today, it tells the most important things is that we need to have this heart of dedication.
我们有了奉献的心智，神在我们的身上就可以行奇妙的工作。
When we have this heart of dedication, then God can do wonderful works on us.
我们读神的话语的时候，也不是按着我们的喜好了。
Is that when we read the Bible, it's not read the Bible according to our preference.
我们祷告的时候，我们也知道我们求的是什么了。
That when we pray, we know what we are asking for.
所以这个为主而活实在是一个我们要成圣的一个起步。
So that to live for the Lord is the start that leading to holiness.
是一个开端。
It's a start.
所以就很容易把我们很实际的工作、生活、学习可以来分类。
So we can put into categories for our work and our learnings.
我们才新年一月份。
This is January of the new year.
我们有很多的个人的计划。
Many of you have many plans.
那有的人说，那基督徒老是说交托，那信主之后还有没有自己的计划呢？
the Christian has said often that we should trust the Lord, trust the Lord. That should we have our own plan still?
我想还是有的。
I think we should.
但是我们可以列出来。
And then we can put them into categories.
把每一个计划我们来分类。
And put them into different categories.
因为只有两大类。
Actually, there's only two categories.
为主还是为己？
It's for the Lord or for the.
你就每一项来列一下，为主还是为己。
So for every item, you can think about it is for the Lord or for yourself.
我们可以有一个新年的 resolution.
So that we can have this New Year resolution.
所以我们今年就会不一样。
Then this year will be different.
这样的操练是要凭信心的。
This kind of exercise is by faith.
Yeah, 因为很多的事情其实都是 common sense.
Actually, many things that resort to common sense.
那如果我们要是不凭眼见，我们只凭信心，我们就可能就不把这个事情列为我们今年该做的。
If we do not rely on our sight, but rely on our faith, then there are many things that we should not put into our New Year resolution.
所以罗马书的那个要节里面有一句话说，神的意是本于信，以至于信。
So that is a key verse in Romans chapter 1 is that our is by faith from first to last.
我们因信称义。
We are justified by faith.
我们也是因信称义。
Then we have become righteous by faith.
因为我们看事情就不凭眼见。
So that we do not see things by our sight.
而是凭着信心。
But by faith.
那你说我都是在忙碌这些很平常的事情啊。
You may say that I'm always busy about the common things.
学生要读书考试。
The students need to study and go for exams.
做研究的有做不完的实验。
That all the researchers have endless experiments.
好像在这些忙碌当中，好像也怎么体会我是为主还是为自己呢？
In all this busy time, how can I distinguish that I'm doing this for the Lord or for myself?
我想有了那个心智。你就会慢慢明白过来。
But if you have the heart of dedication, you can gradually come to the understanding.
今天突然看到 David 和 Mavis 在我们当中。
All of a sudden, I saw David and Mavis within among us.
我记得听 David 分享过，他当初是怎么样来 Cornell 的。
I have listened to David sharing about why he came to Cornell.
就是当时。寻求神的带领啊，以后你们仔细可以去问他。
At that time, it's really God has led him to Cornell. You can ask him for details.
还有那个很多人认识的我们原来这个教会的 Charles 和 Lily.
There is a couple, Professor Charles Lee, Lee and Lily Lee.
他们是什么时候离开的 ？04 04年离开这里去加州的。
They left Cornell to California in 2004.
后来07年的时候，他们就知道教会有很大的需要。
And in 2007, they know there's a great need in the Ithaca Church.
那个时候，因为我跟他们在一个教会，我就知道他们曾经花了好几天两个人进食祷告。
And at that time, I was in the same church with Charles and Lily, and I know that that time they have spent several days.To fast and pray.
就是想寻求神的心意是要他们回来，还是继续留在加州那份工作
？They're seeking for God's will, whether they should return to Cornell or still stay in California.
那后来我07年 summer 我曾经来过一次之后，我又回去，我跟他们有机会在一起祷告。也是寻求神的心意。
In the summer of 2007, I have visited the Ithaca, and then I went back to California to talk to them and pray with them to seek for God's will.
那 Charles 和 Lily 就跟我讲一件事情。
And Charles Lily had talked to me about one thing.
因为他们 Charles 读书就是在 Cornell。
Charles has finished his PhD at Cornell.
那他读完书后来去 Michigan 做 postdoc 好像。
Professor.
Professor. Okay.他在那几年之后，他新的工作他拿到好几个 offer。
And after several years in Michigan, he has got many good offers.
包括 MIT 有很好的 offer,
including a good offer from MIT.
但是 当时我不晓得是哪一年，当时又是教会面临很大的需要。
That time in 1996, the church had great need again.
就是以前的一个陈牧师离开了。
The pastor changed this church has left, has left Ithaca.
那 Charles and Lily 原来在这个教会就有很好的服事。
Charles and Lily, when they are doing their PhD study, they actually have served in this church already.
所以当时他们就没有选择其他在人看来非常好的职位。
So that at the time they didn't choose for like the school of the best ranking.
就回到了 Cornell.
They have come back to Cornell.
继续在这个教会又服侍了十来年。
So he has come back to the Ithaca to serve for eight or nine years.
我们就看到我们是可以在我们具体的工作学习当中。来荣耀神的。
That we can see that how can we in practical life in our daily or daily work that we can serve the Lord.
我们也看到神怎么样祝福这样一个愿意照顺着他旨意走的人。
That we also can see how God bless those who are willing to obey Him.
我以前明白了这个奉献的道理之后，我就跟神说。那我应该奉献啊。
In the past, when I understand this, the meaning of dedications, I talk to God, I should dedicate myself.
我跟神说我奉献给你，我是代职服事的。
But I talk to negotiate with God, and if I dedicate to you, but I still going to keep my job.
我当时就很怕，万一有一天神叫我出来做传道。
That time I was afraid of God calling me to be full-time ministry.
不晓得你们有没有这个担心，奉献之后要做传道。
I don't know if you have this kind of worry for full-time ministry.
很奇妙，但是后来我就是这样的一个小信的奉献哈，神也悦纳。
And actually, even that time, that kind of dedication out of a small faith that God still pleases.
当时我自己成长的教会里面有很多的神学生。
In my church, when I believe the Lord, where I believe the Lord, there are many seminary students.
因为我们的教会就是神学院所办的。
Because our church was funded by a seminary.
我实在很羡慕他们的那个全然奉献以后的那个生命。
That time I really envy their full-time ministry, their life in their full-time ministry.
所以当时就是自己的。心里面想着，我千万不要像他们那样。
So on one hand, in my heart, I'm saying I'm not going to be into full-time ministry.
可是不知不觉的又被他们的生命吸引。
But on the other hand, I was attracted to that lifestyle.
所以等到后来神要我进神学院读书的时候，已经很 ready 了。
So afterwards, when I'm going for the seminary, I'm ready for it.
不但是我自己 ready。
Not only that I myself are ready.
就连我的家人，我周围认识我的人都有这样的预见。
For all the my family and friends around me, they all can see that this is happening.
但是进神学院读书，我不知道将来干什么。
But I don't know what I'm going to do after I graduated from seminary.
我知道我是做传道人。
I know I will become a minister.
但是我想我不要将来站讲台讲道。
But I think that I shouldn't go for the sermons.
这个对着大众面前讲道实在太可怕了。
It's so terrible to face the public.
可是我们神学生必修课讲道学是必修课。
But there is a course that you require to take is as to how to preach.
那讲道学的考试呢，就是实习讲道。
And the exam is that you practically preach.
你不讲就不能毕业。
If you don't preach, you cannot graduate.
那怎么办呢？
What should we do?
祷告啊。
Then I have to pray.
祷告了还紧张。
But I still feel so nervous after praying.
再祷告。
I pray again.
所以还是讲了。
So I still preach.
感谢主，那个时候我们的老院长亲自教我们讲道学。
At that time, it's the old principal that he himself has led the class of preaching.
他也亲自来评我们的实习讲道。
He has done all the evaluation himself.
而且他为每一个站上去实习讲道的人祷告。
And he also prayed for everybody who preached that time.
我记得我第一次上去实习讲道之前，他为我的祷告
I remember how he prayed for me on my first sermon.
他说讲台就是个祭坛，我们站在那里就是献给神，让他来焚烧。
He said that every sermon is on the altar, that when we stand there, that we give us ourselves a sacrifice, a burnt sacrifice.
这个祷告就成了我的每次讲道之前的祷告。
And this prayer has become my prayer before every sermon now.
所以我们要走的路不是按照我们自己的计划的。
Therefore, the path that we're going to take is not really according to our plans.
我们能做什么，实际上我们也不知道。
Actually, we don't really know what we can do.
我们能做的是什么？
What we can do?
把自己献上。
Is that we should dedicate ourselves.
有一个奉献的心智。
That we have this heart of dedication.
就可以做他的器皿。
Then we become his vessel.
我们就会很奇妙看到神在我们身上的作为。
Then we can see God's miraculous work on us.
不只是在服事当中。
Not only in our service.
也在我们的个人的生命当中。
But also in our everyday living.
我们的家庭生活里面。
In our family.
如果我们的家庭有一个家庭的祭坛，这个家庭就不一样。
If every family can have a family altar, then this family will be different.
我们献给主就是在我们的心中有一个祭坛。
That we dedicate ourselves to the Lord is that we build an altar in our heart.
我讲到奉献，真的是很想讲一讲我们的老院长。
When I talk about this dedication, I would like to talk about my old principal.
我给很多的弟兄姐妹发过我们曾立方院长的那个个人的网页。
I have to send the personal webpage of Principal 曾林芳to many of you.
因为我很相信这是神在他老年的时候托付他的一个很美好的事工。
And I think this is something that God entrusted him during his old age.
就是要他一个蒙了大恩的人把他一生在神面前所领受的能够留下来，留在网页上。
God wants him to put what God has done for all his life on his webpage.
你如果去看他的首页，
if you look at the first page,
你就看到就是一句话。
There's only one sentence.
当然是他的学生为他做的网页。
This is the webpage that is being put together by his students.
就是保罗的一句话，就是我为基督而生。
This is a words from Paul, Apostle Paul saying that I was born for Jesus.
就是为主而活。
I will live for Jesus.
因为我实在是在他的身上学到这个什么是奉献。
Because I really learned what is offering from his life.
也看到了一个全然奉献给主的人，神的奇妙的作为在他的身上。
And I have seen God's miraculous deeds on a person who has dedicated his whole life to the Lord.
就是各样的神迹奇事。
All kinds of miracles.
不是人可以做的。
Cannot be done by man.
只能说是神的作为。
Can only say this is God's deeds.
因为有一个奉献的心智。
Because there is a heart of dedication.
全然为主的心智。
Entirely for the Lord.
所以这样的一个calling 实在是对我们每一个蒙恩的罪人。
So this kind of calling is for every sinner that has been called by God.
也是我们基督徒的一个生活的原则。
And this is a principle for every Christian's life.
我们知道保罗在罗马书的前三章讲到人的罪。
In the first three chapters of Romans, Paul talked about man's sin.
而罪的那个根本实际上就是没有把神当作神。
And the original sin is that we do not treat God as God.
你知道把神当作神哈，不只是你去求他，求神拜佛，还不是把神当作神。
That you really recognize God is not that you are going to ask him for something.
求神拜佛就好像是把他的那个偶像当作一个 vending machine。
It's like you asking like the Buddha to give you something. It's really treating God like a vending machine.
我希望按需所求。
So I have needs, so I ask it from you.
但我们的信仰不是这样的。
So our faith is not so.
我们的罪根本在于不把神当作神。
The origin of our sin is that we do not treat God as God.
而我们的奉献实际上就是把神当作神。
And our dedication is that we treat God as God.
把他当作我们的主。
Is our, treat God as our Lord.
只有这样，我们才有可能让我们的心意更新而变化。
Only through this that we can have a renewing of our minds.
第二节的时候，保罗说：“不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。”
In chapter 12, verse 2, he said, "Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world."But be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will.
不要效法，这是一个消极的。
Do not conform is a passive attitude.
要更新变化，那是一个积极的。
But be transformed by the renewing of your mind is a proactive deed.
要去查验，去寻求神的旨意。
Be able to test and approve what God will is.
这都是我们愿意的。
This is something we are willing to do.
但是你知道吗？这个的根基在于我们的奉献。
But the basis of this transformation is that is our dedication.
奉献的心智决定了我们能够更新多少。
The heart of the dedication determines how much we can be renewed.
常常听到弟兄姐妹有的开始寻求神的带领，在各样的事情上。
I heard many brothers and sisters tell me about when they start seeking God's guidance.
有些时候好像不清楚。
Sometimes it's unclear.
那我常常会先问他说：“你有没有把主权真的交给神？”
And I usually ask, "Do you really dedicate authority to God?"
因为常常我们里面的一个方向早就定了。
Actually, many times we already have a set direction.
而我们在寻求神的旨意的时候，我们是希望神来跟我们的这个方向是他是同意的。
When we seek for God's guidance, actually you just seek to see whether God can agree with my own set direction.
所以最基本的还是把自己奉献。
So the most basic thing is still to dedicate yourself.
那才是真正的交托。
That is a true entrusting to the Lord.
你知道不献身有什么结果？
Do you know what is the result if you don't dedicate yourself?
因为我们刚刚说了只有两个目标。
We just said there are only two possible directions.
不是为主就是为自己。
You're not for the Lord, you're for yourself.
所以我们今天读的起印的经文里面就讲得非常清楚。
So in our responsive reading, it was explained very clearly.
Yeah, 我们再回到第六章的十九节。
As we turn to the verse 19 of chapter 6.
他说你们从前怎样将肢体献给不洁不法做奴仆以至于不法。
He said that just as you used to offer the part of your body in slavery to impurity and to ever increasing wickedness,
那现今也要照样将肢体献给义，做奴仆，以至于成圣。
So now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness.
所以保罗在讲教义的时候，已经把这个道理讲得很清楚了。
So when Paul talk about doctrines, he has explained very clearly.
那从十二章开始，保罗要讲到一个属灵的生活，讲生活之道的时候，他再一次具体的提出我们要献我们的身体。
So Paul mentioned this again in chapter 12 when they talk about our practical living.
所以不献身很简单的就是不能得胜。
That if you don't dedicate yourself, then you will lose the victory God gives you.
而神的慈悲不但是要我们能够得救。
God's mercy is not that we can be saved.
神的慈悲还是要我们能够得着丰盛的生命。
But we can get an abundant life.
我们能够重生得救，我们能够 得到丰盛的生命，都是神的作为。
That we can be born again, that we can get His salvation, this is all because of God.
我们知道都是圣灵的工作。
This is all the work of the Holy Spirit.
我前两天看到一篇一个人的见证。
Two days before, I saw a testimony.
他就是讲到从信主某一个时间起，他才慢慢体会到怎么样顺从圣灵。
After he believed the Lord, he gradually feel how he can obey the guidance from the Holy Spirit.
怎么样体贴圣灵？
How he can get close to the whole Holy Spirit.
他说他实际上就是自从明白了十二章第一节的经文。
He said that it is after he really understand the message in chapter 12, verse 1.
他完全的把自己献身了。
He has offered his whole body.
以我们的神为自己的神了。
That he has created God as his own God.
他的生命就开始更新了。
That his life being renewed.
我们求神把保罗这样奉献的心智也加添给我们每一个人。
We ask God to give his willingness of offering to us all.
我们一定可以看到神的作为。
Then we can truly see God's work.
在我们的个人生命当中。
In our personal lives,
在我们的家庭里面
in our families,
在我们的团契里面
in our fellowship,
在我们的教会里面
in our church,
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord.
我们唱一首回应的诗歌
I sing a responsive song.
有吗？有吗？生命中来做王
Lord, we ask you to become the Lord in our lives.
我们求你保守我们的心思意念
That you protect our minds and hearts.
求主你自己的爱天天的来激励我们
That your love will compel us every day.
让我们甘心乐意的就是为你而活
That we'll live for you willingly.
主啊我们若曾经献上的求主你今天再一次更新
For the things that we have dedicated in the past, can we ask you to renew it?
保守我们今天在你面前所立的心志。
Protect the dedication that we have in front of you today.
愿你的旨意成全。
That your will be fulfilled.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.